Desperate immigrants illegally entering the country. A government call to seal the border. We're not talking about the U.S. border with Mexico. This is the situation in Israel. According to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, nearly 7,000 African refugees, some fleeing atrocities in Sudan and Kenya, have crossed through Egypt into Israel in the last year. Now, Israel is cracking down mass deportations and a call on neighboring Egypt to get tougher on refugees trying to cross the Israeli border illegally. But Egyptian border police have reportedly gotten too tough. And media reports say a few days ago, a 24-year-old Sudanese man was shot in the back as he tried to enter Israel. Last month, another Sudanese man and an Eritrean woman were shot dead, and two more refugees were killed at that border in January. But human rights groups suggest the number of refugees killed is likely to be higher. Joining us now to talk about what Amnesty International is calling this excessive force immigration policy is Shira Frankel, a Jerusalem-based reporter for the British newspaper The Times. Hi, Shira. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi. Thank you. Good morning.
Israel announced late last month that it would start deporting illegal migrants and started rounding people up. Who are they targeting and why?
They're targeting, I mean, in general, we're talking about hundreds of refugees arriving nearly every week from a number of African countries. For a long time, the majority of the refugees were coming from Sudan, although in recent months, Israel has seen an influx of more than 1,000 refugees arriving from Eritrea. Basically, as we've seen sort of the conflict, move from African country to African country, refugees are arriving seeking asylum. They really see Israel as a sort of gateway to the West and a way to improve their living conditions with a better, stronger economy here and opportunity for low-level labor jobs.
Now, it's important, isn't it, Shira, to distinguish between refugee and migrant? Israel is saying a lot of these people are migrants who are coming in for economic purposes, not necessarily refugees fleeing war, fleeing for their physical safety, correct?
Right. It's an interesting argument because there is, at current time, there's absolutely no law on the books in the state of Israel regarding what is a refugee, defining exactly what is a refugee. I should note at this point that the UNHCR, the UN Commission for High Rights, and the various refugee groups working in this country disagree over what the definition of a migrant and what the definition of a refugee is. Oftentimes, these are people who come in from countries such as Sudan or from the western province of Sudan, Darfur, who at one point, I think by nearly every standard, would be classified as a refugee, as someone who was leaving their country of origin because their lives were in mortal danger. However, over the years, a lot of those areas have returned, or I should say have sort of become more peaceful, a bit more safe to live in. And so their status changes to becoming an economic migrant, someone who knows that their country of origin probably doesn't offer them the kind of economic opportunities that could support them and their families. And so they're seeking to live in another country. But it's hard to tell. I mean, where does the line really get drawn between someone who's sitting in front of you and saying, well, you know, at home I'll basically make enough money to provide half a meal a day for me and my family, and someone who's saying, well, in my home, militias will run through my town and threaten my family and I. And when does that sort of mortal danger lie? Where do you put that line, I suppose?
Can you explain what the border looks like between Israel and Egypt? They're getting through through the Sinai Peninsula. This is a heavily fortified border, right? Or perhaps not?
No, not at all. You know, there's this image of Israel because of all the, you know, I think in the media, in the West especially, we see all these images of a massive concrete barrier between Israel and the West Bank. But Israel's southern border with Egypt, ever since a peace treaty was reached between the two countries, has sort of a barbed wire fence. I mean, parts of it are barely 5 feet high. And so in writing about it, I often call it the porous southern border with Egypt, because that fence is very easily infiltrated. It's guarded by a very small group of Egyptian border police on one side and Israeli border police on the other side. But considering the stretch of area that you're talking about, even if they get an alert to say that they've, you know, spotted a group of people moving towards the border, by the time the soldiers get there, they're often across and have moved on.
Now,
there
have been media reports that have said that several people have actually been shot as they were crossing this border. Why is this happening? How did the deal between Israel and Egypt to crack down on these illegal crossings, how has that resulted in the deaths of some people?
Right. Well, it was a deal that was reached by the Israeli Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, and the Egyptian President, Hosni Mubarak, during a conference more than half a year ago. And when it was a deal to sort of deport many of the refugees back to Egypt, but also for the Egyptian side to sort of crack down on you know, restricting the passage of these people through the border. And in very strong words, the Egyptian government has said, we will shoot on sight any refugee who's found to be crossing the border. It should be noted also that this border has been used for years to smuggle drugs across the two countries and for human trafficking as well. So there's been talk closing this border and sort of securing it for quite a while. But to see this, the crackdown over the past 6 months has been significant. There's been a handful of cases that have been reported that I heard you mention earlier in the news broadcast, but quite a few human rights organizations working both here and in Egypt have talked about dozens of other shootings that they've heard about through word of mouth on the border. Not to mention, about a year ago, there was an incident where Israeli soldiers had arrived at the border and witnessed a lynching literally across the fence within eyesight. Mm. And I interviewed one of those soldiers, and he reported seeing soldiers, Egyptian soldiers, picking up rocks and stones and at one point a large piece of wood and killing three refugees just, you know, 20, 30 meters.
Shira, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Obviously, a tense issue for a country that was founded as a safe haven for refugees. So I am sure some tension in Israel. Shira Frankel, Jerusalem-based reporter for the British newspaper The Times. Thank you so much for sharing your reporting on this issue.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Next up in Bryant Park, Obama wins Mississippi. Saw that like a tourist coming down Broadway. What we didn't see was Geraldine Ferraro's comments on race. We'll talk about politics after the break. This is the BPP from NPR News.